Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Hope everybody is having a good day today. And we are going to go ahead and head to the phone lines because we have Senator Dan Goddard on the line. Senator, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Just fine this morning.
Well, Senator, a lot of things going on. Obviously, the big news right now, COVID-19, and what is going on that's, trying to keep everybody safe with this, because unfortunately numbers keep growing every day, cases keep growing, but hopefully we can get a wrangle on it pretty soon. But what's going on that, maybe some things that some people don't know about that's trying to keep COVID-19, keep everybody safe from it?
Well, I think everybody's pretty much aware of the common sense things that we need to do to keep the spread down, like the stay at home. If you do go out to shop for groceries or whatever, using common sense spacing, keeping far apart from people, cover your nose and your mouth, and it's not necessarily to protect you, is to protect other people in the event that you might have the virus and don't know about it. I really feel that people are paying attention. However, we do have a slowly growing number of cases in southeast Kansas. I know that Montgomery County and Labette County, I believe there are 9 in Labette and 11 in Montgomery as of the last count I heard. So we just really need to use common sense and take care of ourselves and the people around us.
Absolutely agree with that. And also COVID-19, this is kind of affecting also the legislative session, because I know you guys usually take a month off near the end, and then you reconvene. Is COVID-19, is this affecting that as well due to the, no more than 10 in a gathering?
Well, it very well could. We're still scheduled to go back on the 27th of April. However, the Legislative Coordinating Council will take a look at that and see, what's the best thing to do. I anticipate, and this is just a gut feel, I anticipate that we will not go back on the 27th, but at some later date. We really need to go back before the 21st of May, because that's the last day of the legislative session.
And is there any maybe contingency plans, maybe a virtual where every, kind of like a Zoom type thing where people can get together like that? Is there any kind of contingency like that, or would it be just, pushed back until, it could be safely where everybody can get together safely?
Well, not at this time. There are questions about what can actually be done unless you, if you're not there in person, in the chambers.
So that's what's going on. And plus, there's still committee meetings that going on as well. So that, I assume that would be a huge undertaking, try to do all that virtually. Also, here within the past week, Governor Lori Kelly, she'd put out an executive order, banning religious gatherings, basically no churches. It would be only virtual, and it got struck down by a committee meeting 5-2 after Derek Schmidt kind of gave his views on it. And I just kind of wanted to get your idea on that, on the first, the executive order itself, and then the striking down of it.
Well, I think that this is probably an overstep by the governor. When you start trampling on religious freedom, and I agree with Attorney General Schmidt, his interpretation that said this was unconstitutional, I think most churches are not having mass services. They're using the guidance of 10 or less people in a group. And I know that a lot of churches are live streaming their Easter services and those kinds of things. But Governor Kelly has sued the legislature, sued the Legislative Coordinating Council, and asked the Supreme Court to take quick action to overturn the decision of the Legislative Coordinating Council. Getting into...
Yes, Senator, are you still there? You're kind of breaking up a little bit there.
Oh, I am. And I don't know if you caught what I said there. The governor has sued the Legislative Coordinating Council over their decision to overturn her order and asked the Supreme Court to come up with a quick decision.
Is that pretty unprecedented? Has that ever happened before, where the governor, you know, has sued the legislative council because of a order that got struck down that they didn't agree with? Has this ever happened before? This seems like it would be somewhat unprecedented.
I don't think it's ever happened before. I think this is rapidly becoming political, and we don't need to do that. We need to continue using the common sense guidelines and just continue until we kind of beat this pandemic back.
And again, I know you guys are out that the legislative session, that you're out on your month recess and scheduled to come back April 27th. What are a few of the things, if you guys do come back, what are a few of the things that that you are going to be a part of, maybe bill-wise or committee-wise, that you are looking forward to getting back in there with?
Well, the original plan was to have the first 5 days after we returned on the 27th for committees to finish up their work. I hope that we still have that opportunity, but the two big things are the constitutional amendment, the value of them both amendment concerning abortion, and then obviously Medicaid expansion. Both of those... Well, Medicaid expansion is still stuck in committee, and the House has decided not to forward the constitutional amendment to a ballot, but they have the opportunity to reconsider.
So those are the two big things going on. If the legislative gets back on track on the 27th, however, could be pushed back. And as you said, Senator, that the latest, the session ends on in May, and is there any way to maybe push back the end of the session, or is that an ironclad end date?
Oh, right now it's ironclad, but we could still do a special session later on in the year. One other thing that's really going to come front and center is the budget, based on the economic situation that we have. We are waiting for the consensus revenue estimates, which should be out April 20th, to see where we stand. I think we're going to have to do some serious looking at the budget and do some adjusting and cutting to stay within our means.
Yeah, and I know the budget got signed off on a little bit ago. The $65 million coronavirus was part of that. How did you feel about that? About that budget that was approved, and also the $65 million coronavirus earmark, basically?
Well, at the time, we were kind of shooting in the dark with the coronavirus. I'm sure there's going to be adjustments there. There will be a combination of federal and state dollars to go after a solution to this whole situation. On the budget itself... you know, we only have, the legislature only has about 15% of the budget to work with because of the mandates on education spending and other spending. So we're going to have to be very careful with the dollars that we have control over. I think that we're going to have to be taking a look at how to readjust, maybe downsize some things, and maybe even cut some things to make sure that we stay within our means.
Well, again, still a lot of things going on. Even though the legislature is in recess right now, still things to be done when you guys resume. approximately the 27th could get pushed back, but as of right now, tentatively still set for April 27th. Senator Goddard, I appreciate you coming on today, and I appreciate you coming in once a month and giving us a little bit of your time and kind of letting us know what is going on around Topeka and just kind of what is going on legislatively.
Okay, well, thank you, and thank you for allowing me to come on. I hope that everybody is well out there. I hope that we continue to be well. Take care of yourself, your family, and your friends, and we'll get through this together.
Absolutely. Senator Goddard, again, thank you very much for coming on today, and I hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Senator Dan Goddard, of course, here today. He comes on once a month and kind of gives us his views on what is going on up there in Topeka and also other things going on up there in Topeka. So we appreciate him coming on every month. And next week we will have Representative Jim Kelly online. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have some Fox News for you, and we'll also have some local news with Brandon Tadman. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Here's the current COVID-19 related closings and postponements brought to you by